Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You know, there's a lot of things in today's show that are just kind of pushing my buttons.
Oh boy!
Like the words we use, the terms, the fresh four, all that stuff, and tutty and all that. One came through earlier that we didn't mention: verse versus versus.
Oh man!
Good Lord! And I blame the millennials for that because my two sons say, "Hey, it's the Rockets versus the Pistons or whatever," and It just drives me nuts. But that leads to my confession, because I saw something this morning. Now, maybe it happened last night, but I didn't see it till this morning. I hate the death of actual well-trained journalists, especially headline writers.
Uh-oh.
A little more every day.
Uh-oh.
Just a little more every day.
He's journalists.
The training, you know, I know why. I mean, it's headline grabbing, it's clicks, it's all that stuff. But it just drives me a little more crazy every day. So I saw this headline this morning. I'm sure you guys saw it. Maybe you didn't. Human remains found near Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion. Did you see that?
I think I sent
it to you. Did you see that?
No. I sent it to you.
You did?
I think I sent it to you and Reggie.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And I went, whoa, what? What? Let me read that again. Human remains found near Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion. So, of course, you're going to click on that, right? Who'd she kill? Or, you know, or what's going on? Okay, so in the story it said, a body washed up, actually it was a leg, gross, sorry. Yeah. A leg washed up on the beach near the mansion, and no foul play is suspected. Apparently, it was like something happened in the water, maybe hundreds of miles away.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Why? Well, of course, I know the answer, but why does this happen? Human remains found near Taylor Swift's. And I was like, oh, my God.
It wouldn't have got no clicks if it ain't
exactly,
say Taylor Swift.
Exactly, but it just kills me a little more every day. It like that never in a million years would have happened in the past.
Yeah, I could get behind that.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm. My confession, let me sneak two in real quick into one. My confession was going to be that while everyone looks forward to the primetime games on the Texans schedule, I was hoping for no games outside of the noon window. CJ Stroud's.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
500 record
yeah.
outside of noon, quarterback rating of 64. They went 2-4 in primetime games last year. I want this team to fly under the radar, play all noon games.
Stay low and build.
That's yeah. right.
Stay low and build.
Regroup. That was going to be mine, but then I just have to get this off my chest and say this. I hate, since we're on the whole thing today with words and phrases, I hate what happy hour has become. It used to be just an hour.
Yeah.
I went to a place 2 weeks ago where it had happy hour from 4 to 7
yeah.
and then reverse happy hour from 8 to midnight. That's not happy hour. That's just your normal prices the whole time you're open. The 1 hour in between is actually more of a happy hour,
yeah.
at least for them because of their prices, than the rest. Stop with these I like it because I love a deal, but let's stop calling it happy hour when it's 4 hours or when it's 4 hours, take a break, and then another 4 hours. This is not happy hour. It goes against the original meaning of that term, and for some reason, it drives me nuts when I go to these bars and they talk about happy hour from 12 to 5 on Monday. It's supposed to be when you get off work and for 1 hour.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember when happy hour, like the legit happy hour was 4 to 5 p.m. It encouraged people to knock off early. Mm-hmm. Knock off early, and it was usually only on Friday. It was usually only on Friday, 4 p.m. happy hour. So people could knock off early, good for the company, good for the bar or the restaurant, and you get an hour of discounted drinks. Now it's, you're right. Doesn't Clint have a company a restaurant that he goes to all the time that has an all-day happy hour?
Yeah, those are just your prices. It's not happy hour.
Right? Isn't there one that has an all-day happy hour on Thursdays or something like that?
Yeah, it's a lot of places that do that now. point. And this is and the funny thing is you go in like, what's the happy hour?
It might be Seth, but anyway, okay. Yeah.
It's like, what's the happy hour prices? It'd be normal prices.
Yes.
A $6 glass of wine, $8. I'm like, damn, that's kind of normal. Ain't nothing happy about this.
That's not a happy hour, that's a happy day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
So I got to confess, man, I don't know if I'm getting old or what, but I saw somebody on the internet. I saw a video on the internet, somebody fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I don't really stick around as long, but I noticed the video was like about 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like it's two people fighting.
Yeah.
They were fighting for like 3 minutes.
Man, that's death.
I gotta confess, man. Tough. Like, dog, like, if you out here, like, stay away from me if you expecting me to fight for 3 minutes. Dog, I would give you 15 to 20 seconds.
That's right.
15
Pops.
If I ain't knock your ass out or you ain't knock my ass out, I am stopping the fight.
I am gone.
Yeah, I will dap you up at the end, like, good fight. Like, we can move on. We can agree to disagree. Like, dog, like, don't ever come to me expecting to go 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes fighting?
Did you see that Ohio State former lineman?
Yes.
Just beating the hell out of someone.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, yeah. Apparently he spit on them.
Yeah.
And so he was.
And he was haymaker.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just,
yeah.
That dude had a bad day. He picked the wrong guy to spit around.
Yeah. Props to that dude, though, for hanging in there. I would have sped off right away.
Yeah.
The car was still rolling because his foot was like off the brake and he's just getting pounded.
He was getting destroyed.
Yeah.
That dude, that was a big asshole.
That was a big dude. He got back in the car like normal.
Just another day.
Yeah, but no, fighting, dog. Dog, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
20 seconds max. If ain't nobody knock each other out, we walking away. We walking away. Nah, we ain't doing no 3 minutes of rumbling, man. With no grown man at the age of 36.
Oh, my gosh.
I am good.
I'm with you. If you can't settle it quick, then just, it's done. It's like an old, when you used to challenge people to a duel. It was just like, turn around one shot, you settle it quick, and then you move on.
We ain't about to, man, that video, I wish I could have kept that video, but they was rumbling and bumbling for like 3 minutes. I'm like, man, to the point they were tired.
Of course they were tired.
To the point the punches wasn't even doing nothing. At that point, they barely punched. It probably felt like pillows at that point. I'm like, dog, if I ain't knocking you out in 10 seconds.
If it hadn't been settled, then it ain't going to be settled.
I'm like, I would jump in like, it's over. It's over.
Hey, this was a first this morning. You know, in the family group text, a lot of times you'll ask a question. And this actually came up from our show yesterday. It might have been an off-air discussion I had with B. Scott about what his kids were doing at school. And so I raised this question with my family and most and the kids. First time ever, everybody agreed. Like everybody, usually like, yeah, but, or whatever, kind of arguing or whatever. I asked, what was the greatest day ever when you were in elementary school? Every one of them said field day. Field day.
Okay.
Back at Bear Branch Elementary where they went, it was called Superstar Day. Ooh. But B. Scott was talking about how his kids had field day yesterday, and they called it something else as well. Like, isn't that like universally like the greatest day of elementary school was field day? 100%.
Probably. I guess I'm not as as strong with the – but, yeah, if I think back, I would say so. We called it field day, and that was a lot of fun. And, yeah, we would split up in different teams. We all had our own chants, and you wore the color. Like, it was very – it was almost like the Olympics. It was really cool. Yeah, thinking back, that probably would be, like, the highlight.
Yeah, I think so, too. Outside of – I mean, we used to have, like, little school dances and stuff like that. We used to – you know, that was a reason to get fly and all that stuff. But I think field day is
the other thing that they were talking about – actually, B. Scott was mentioning yesterday – is like back in our day, and I'm sure in your day too, it was more just like a true field day. Like you played soccer or basketball or, you know, you whatever, you know, sometimes they had some games that you played and snacks and all that. Now they have like these big blow up slides and these rides and all this.
No, stuff. Field day was competitive.
Yeah.
That's what it was supposed to be. We was trying to see who was king.
Who
was the fastest runner, who won in the game of basketball, won kickball.
Yeah.
It was like competitive.
Yeah, and now
it wasn't no relaxing
like
thing.
Like everything else, parents, you know, these helicopter parents got too involved. Now they have like skits and rides and blow up. The one I saw the other day was a blow up slide.
What?
No, dude, just play.
Man, we used
just
to have
sweaty.
We used to have an empty parking lot.
Yeah.
And over here is tag. Over here is racing. Over there is football or whatever.
The most we would ever do is put up cones for like a dribbling contest, and then you shoot. And all.
Yeah.
Like old softball. We did that. We did softball. We did, dodgeball, which I don't even know if they allow dodgeball
anymore.
No, I
doubt
anymore.
Dodgeball. I know some places have outlawed tag because like kids could fall down and injure themselves.
Come on,
can't even play tag at school.
We used to play tackle football in the dirt full of broken glass.
Yeah.
Early in the morning. It used to be 8 o'clock in the morning once we go in all dirty.
And it was all day long.
Man.
Like field day. Like it was the first time everybody agreed on it. Yep, greatest day ever, without question, was field day.
Man,
they got to go back to the old school.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with
that ain't happening no time soon.
Yeah, I never thought about it, but I guess that's true. When you think back, like elementary, that was that, or when my mother would like randomly show up with a cake for like someone's birthday. You know, that'd be nice. Or a parent, any parent shows up with some sort of dessert.
Movie day.
Yeah,
movie day was a good one too.
Oh yeah,
no, movie day was good.
When they roll in that TV, it's like,
Except it takes like 3 days. You have to watch like 45 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
One thing I remember about field day that was always awesome, like you said. It was just like an open field. We had a field and a parking lot and all that stuff. But the teachers, and I don't know if this happens how much anymore, the teachers would just make like sandwiches. And you'd go and eat your sandwich and put it down and go play the next game and then come back and drink some water and go back. Old school, baby.
Yeah.
Too organized now.
Yeah. We used to have the ribbon, first place, second place, and all it. Who won this? Yeah. Who won that? No, it was competitive. The suckers used to have to sit out.
Yeah.
Like if you were slow at running, you got to sit all to the side. It was competitive, man.
Yeah.
By the way, Figgy, I love you're looking like you're ready for a field day today. You're
throwing
around the football,
swinging
the bat now.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, speaking of swinging the bat, is the biggest indictment of the Astros hitting coach actually playing on another team right now? We'll get to that next. It's in the loop.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.